The statewide ban on short-term payday lending is actually written as a restriction on the interest rates a company can charge for a loan. No business can offer loans in Arizona with more than a 36% annual interest rate. Brick-and-mortar payday lenders have closed their doors or changed the way they operate since the voter-approved ban, but some companies are still offering short-term, high-interest loans to Arizonans over the internet. Nick LaFleur is a spokesman for the Southern Arizona Better Business Bureau.
These companies they market all over the internet, including into Arizona, and a lot of them will lend to people in Arizona regardless of the law.
LaFleur says customers should be careful who they give their information to, especially on the internet.
Online financial transactions like this can be very dicey because there isn't the accountability. Somebody could set up a website in an hour and start doing payday lending illegally, of course.
LaFleur says Tucson customers have filed complaints with the Bureau because online payday lenders made unauthorized automatic withdrawals from the customer's bank account. The Bureau warns people that it's hard to follow up with a company that exists online only if they do rip you off. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.